I'm going to give a little insight on a couple testimonies from our clients. We actually had a client who was in her 40s. She was homeless, so she was practically living out of her suitcase. And can you imagine on top of that, she found out she was pregnant. Could you imagine the weight of fear that she was holding on to? Due to her current living situation, she mentioned to us that she was unsure if she wanted to keep her pregnancy. While she told her situation, explaining her concerns, doubts, fears regarding this unplanned pregnancy, she also informed us that another agency was courting her to end her pregnancy. So can you imagine that pull there? Yet this client felt so much compassion from Bridges that she decided to come in and have a heartfelt conversation with us regarding her options. In the long run, she felt safe, she felt supported, she saw hope, and she took her pregnancy one step at a time with Bridges by her side. Over the course of this pregnancy, though, her life turned around. She's able to find housing. A lot of volunteers from Bridges actually helped furnish her living space. She began to take online classes to help further educate herself with the necessary tools to help raise her little baby girl. She earned equipment. She shopped at our darling baby boutique for clothing, and she updated us on all the challenges that she conquered. This client actually brings her little one in all the time, and it just brings so much joy to my face. And she tells us time and time again that this little one changed her life. Although her circumstances did look really overwhelming, she felt the love and compassion that we exhibited towards her, and she chose life. As the receptionist, I am on the front line. I come face to face with those who come face to face with an unplanned pregnancy. Most of the time when I receive calls from particular clients and they are scared out of their minds, all I have to do is ask them, how are you feeling at this moment? I relate with them in that moment right there, and they just break down on the phone. They just sob. They explain their situation to me. They explain how they're feeling, how they're stuck in a corner without any support from their family, and especially from their spouse. They feel stuck in a corner related to medical insurance, bills, money. Financial is like one of the top tiers of why people choose to end their pregnancies. I can almost feel the weight in their voices on the phone, and it just breaks my heart. I've had many conversations knowing that when I reassure them, I want you to know that we provide free prenatal care up to 24 weeks. And I want you to take a deep breath and tell yourself everything will be okay. And the response I receive most of the time is they literally stop and they start crying again and they go, thank you so much, I feel so much better. Or when a client is feeling so overwhelmed because she feels so alone that her spouse is against her within the situation, I ask, do you feel alone? Do you feel like you haven't had a safe place to express how you're feeling with all that's going on? Clients respond with, yes, I do feel overwhelmed, and I do need a safe place to talk. I've had clients walk in to the lobby, terrified, hyperventilating, bawling their eyes out, telling me, I need to end this pregnancy. Time is running out. As I spoke to this particular client, knowing she was immersed with fear, I told her, well, we don't refer or perform that type of service. And of course, she panicked. And here's a little psychology 101. I think it's really important to understand how your brain works under so much fear. Fear can interrupt the processes in our brains that allow us to regulate emotions, read nonverbal cues, and other information presented to us, and reflect before acting and act ethically. This impacts our thinking and our decision-making in a negative way, leaving us too susceptible intense emotions, and impulsive reactions. So if you can imagine, you're sitting in a room, right, and all of a sudden the lights go off and you hear noises and you're completely blind to all your situation going on. And of course you're gonna panic. That's what your brain does when you're in that much fear. And I'm sure we can all relate to a situation in our life when we felt that much fear. While I was able to calm this client down, she sat in the lobby holding her two little ones. I could tell she was just emotionally drained. I informed our nurse manager of the situation, and she gladly took her back, got her medical history, and the client just unloaded all her worries onto this our nurse. We offered this client Safeway gift cards for food, because that was one of her concerns, diapers for her little ones, and we just poured our compassion onto each wound that she gladly shared with us. After the client left, our nurse came in, chatted with our director, and after hearing the client's situation, our nurse manager's heart was so heavy. In situations such as this, and we get this a lot, we pause at work and we pray together, because that's all we can do at that moment. Luke 7:13, when the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her and said, "Do not go on weeping." Bridges Pregnancy Clinic and Care Center offers hope. Clients have the opportunity to sit down with an advocate and have a safe place to vent, to share their burdens, and most importantly, know that they are not alone. In a sense, we offer a representation of the relationship we can have with Jesus, just casting all our burdens on him and trusting that no matter what life throws our way, he's there for us. So my question is to you, what can we do to change this? What can we do to help those who find themselves in unplanned pregnancies? How can we implement this within our church body? What can we do to help minister to those who come into Bridges? And how can we have a huge rippling effect into our community? I think the number one thing is to show compassion. We can give a listening ear to those who are full of fear and anxiety. We can relate and speak his truth. We can walk alongside those and perhaps give maybe 1 hour a week to someone who needs emotional support and guidance. We can donate financially, and we can help pave a way for the unborn by providing free prenatal care, free online classes, free pregnancy tests, free STD, STI testing and treatment, free maternity and baby clothes, diapers, food, and formula. God orchestrates each and every one of those who walks through our doors. While we do not know the full extent of his plans for this particular person, we do know this. We are to show his grace, his love, mercy, and compassion. You can financially partner up with Bridges. You can become a prayer partner. You can volunteer. You can donate, and you can help spread the word about us. I think that's the biggest thing. I remember sitting down and getting my hair cut done, and the hairstylist looked at me asking, "What do you do for work?" I explained to her, "Well, I'm a receptionist at, you know, pregnancy center," and she's like, "Oh, so you help give ultrasounds?" And I said, "We do a little bit more than just ultrasounds." And I explained the resources that we provide, and I said, "You know, we've walked alongside many clients for up to 2 years. We've kept that relationship going for 2 years, and that's huge. I've had clients who just call needing someone to sit and talk to, and they just come for hours. They just need someone there for them. Because right now, in this pandemic, we felt very alone, but the truth is that we know we have Jesus, and a lot of these times, clients don't have that. And there also might be some of you sitting here needing our services, whether it was planned or unplanned. Bridges will walk alongside you during your pregnancy, or through a post-abortion and or sexual abuse support group. Please reach out to Bridges for free confidential support, and knowing that Bridges Pregnancy Clinic and Care Center is here for you. I will be at the info station after if you guys have any questions whatsoever. I know it was kind of a heavy topic a little bit, so I was kind of over the, you know, the water with it. But that's it for now. And I appreciate your guys' time and your willingness to listen.